Happy New Year to Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Mike, I know you're dying to get back to work.
Well, I am getting a little stir crazy, my friend. So, and I think my wife would affirm that. Sue would affirm that. But we're still going to enjoy the next few days with family and friends, as I hope you are too.
So, when you get back, what's on the docket, Mike?
Well, let me give you my predictions and wishes for 2020.
Okay.
And they won't be as specific as you might hope, but my predictions for 2020 is, after lots of twists and turns and more media and more advertising than any of us can stomach, Trump wins re-election.
Okay.
Number one. Number two is that, contrary to what we just experienced in 2019, we will pass by July 1st a ho-hum, pretty well-defined, bipartisan, including the executive office, budget for Michigan, and take all the drama out of what we experienced this past year. And then my third prediction is we will have yet a second year in a row where we pass a fewer number of bills than historically we do, which is a very good thing for citizens of Michigan, because the fewer bills we pass, the fewer freedoms we are infringing upon. So those are my predictions. Now my wishes. My wishes are that the economy stays strong, which I believe will actually happen. My wish is that Michigan actually beats Ohio State in 2020, which will require all of us to cross our fingers and toes. And my final wish for 2020 is that you and I are doing this again in December of 2020.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, one thing we haven't talked about that came up during the news today, just like to get your comment on what's going to happen with the Enbridge situation in the Straits of Mackinac.
Well, I think Enbridge is in it for the long haul. They are well funded, and they're going to litigate this all the way to the end. I believe they will prevail. I think Dana Nessel, our Attorney General, will have a lot of mud on her face. I think that for ostensibly wanting to get it done as quick as possible, but yet doing everything in her power to hold it up. And I think that also I think my governor, will come out in support of Enbridge finishing up the project as soon as all these litigation things are taken care of. So we just got to stick with it for the long haul, and I think Enbridge and the citizens of Michigan will prevail on this issue.
Well, I see the chamber came out and they told the attorney general, or advised her to drop the court case. Doesn't the governor control those strings?
No, that's an independent, defined by our Constitution. That's an independent office. Now, ostensibly, because they're from the same party, there's some coordination going on there. But I can tell you, on this particular instance, and there's no exaggeration here, there is a significant difference between where Governor Whitmer views this issue and where our Attorney General views this issue. And Governor Whitmer is way more aligned with you and I think, than anybody else. So a governor can't control an attorney general, and we wouldn't want it that way either. We would want our chief law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan to be independent of the executive office, regardless of who holds that office.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky getting set to enjoy the new year. Mike, to you and your family, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, very soon, maybe next Monday.
God bless you, buddy.
Take care.